very amusing. Your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and we are full on shenanigans today because I gotta be real with you. We had a plan for this week's episode. As you know, I'm away. I was supposed to do 3 weeks of no new episodes. And then I thought, if my favorite podcasts did that, I would have a full conniption. So we were planning 3 episodes. We did Disneyland Guide. We did our fantastic Milwaukee episode, if I may say so myself. I could yap about that museum for the rest of my life. I haven't even shown you the other videos from inside that museum yet. Y'all gonna lose your mind. It's truly a place AI could never create. That is the Milwaukee Public Museum. However, today I was going to do a fun little Disney World episode, which I think we are going to switch to next week instead, because, hello, it was a absolutely bonkers Jim Henson of a weekend, and an opportunity presented itself that I would be able to do a crossover kind of episode having to do with Muppets and sports, and I grabbed that opportunity, which means that we essentially scrapped all of our plans, and I am now recording an intro while I am getting dressed to go do a podcast interview, because I had plans on the books with incredible reporter, sports genius, truly like pop culture aficionado, Madeline Hill, my friend Mad. She is the co-host of Sports Gossip, the podcast. She works for The Athletic, which is New York Times. She's literally like a New York Times sports journalist, essentially. And we're going to be yapping about Muppets this week. We happen to have plans on the books for the day after the World Cup. Like, everything has fallen into place. I don't know how. And I was texting with her yesterday being like, maybe we just record a podcast at our coffee shop date? And she's like, 1,000% yes. And that's what's happening this week. Because listen, nobody could have predicted that the Muppets were going to be at the World Cup. And not just like Electric Mayhem themselves, that makes sense. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. We're going to get into it. Like, it was on Fox. It doesn't make any sense. Electric Mayhem, at least, like, you know, they're in a new coaster. There's at least a little bit of a newsworthy story there. What in the heck were Kermit the freaking Frog and Miss Piggy doing there? And also the Count? And also Elmo? And also Cookie Monster? And also Elmo and Cookie Monster showed up in the Noah Kahn show, which Matt and I were both at? We are getting into it this week. But if this episode sounds a little loosey-goosey, the audio is a little different. It's because we are literally recording it on location in New York City. I am shoving moisturizer on my face, and I'm going to meet up with her in exactly 25 minutes. So enjoy. Listen, sometimes life throws you a muppety-puppety curveball, and you just gotta take it. So I'll see you on the other side. So basically going to Disney World right now is always on sale.
There is a spread of offers that go from today all the way through the end of the year.
I remember when you couldn't save money on a trip and now you can save so much money and celebrate holidays and do all the things.
That's the thing. And there's something for everybody right now at Walt Disney World. So thinking about the holiday season, it's July, therefore it's Christmas in July. Therefore you can book a package for Christmas in July. Disney World just came out with its save up to 20% on select rooms with the Disney Resort collections during the holiday season. So this is stays most Sunday to Thursday nights from October 4th to November 19th, and most nights, including weekends, from November 22nd to December 24th. So that sweet spot where all of the decorations are up and all the times that I like to go to Disney is right in that little space of weeks. You can save up to 20% on your room only. They also do have a Florida residence rate. If you're a Florida resident, you can save up 25%. Most nights, October 19th to December 24th. That's just the first thing out of the gate. The second thing is the one that everybody should really be paying attention to, especially if you're a Disney Plus Perks member. Because if you are, you can save up to 25% on your rooms and, but wait, there's more, get free park hopper benefits added to your ticket too when you purchase 4 nights, 4-day room and ticket package at a select Disney Resort Collection hotel. That's amazing to me. I have not seen them add free park hopper benefits in a package for an eon. So that's a big deal. That's valid for stays most nights from September 25th through December 24th as well, with some blackouts in there too. If you're thinking about doing your holiday season planning and you want to go to Disney World, now is the time to look at it for
Yeah,
sure.
dude, ask for your gift in advance. This is
Yeah, exactly. What do you
the
want? I want free park hopper benefits. Bring it on.
time.
Last but not least, if you can go to this late summer, early fall dates, which are about July 30th to October 3rd, you can save even more than they're showing during the holidays. So you have that save up to 35% for 5 or more nights, save 25% as well. And the Florida residents can save up to 35%. So pretty much right now, Walt Disney World's on sale.
Wow. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date. And I know we talked about this before, but I just want to emphasize to everyone listening, there are too many of these to keep track of, and they're changing all the time, which is why I always implore you to reach out to MEI Mouseman Travel because I can't keep track of these. But if you reach out, they will tell you everything that is available at that moment. And sometimes the rooms will go, and you got to grab them because I want you to save money if you're going to Disney World.
Absolutely. And sometimes the room only is a better deal. Sometimes the room only ticket packages are a better deal. So there's a lot of Disney math going on here, and we're happy to help you with that.
Thanks, Becky. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Carly.
Okay, so to set the scene, we are at Bar Pisolino,
Yes.
widely known as having the worst service in all of New York City, and yet I cannot stop coming here, in the West Village.
Yes.
And we had a planned coffee date,
We
a planned
did.
catch up. Knowing that you are the number one sports reporter in my world, you are number one.
Oh, stop.
I mean,
Stop.
you know everything about compressed flowers. You know everything about, I don't know who Jalen Brunson is, but you sure do.
And I know who his wife is.
I apparently,
And that's what's important.
she's from the same place I'm from.
What?
Yes.
She is?
She's like a suburban Chicago lady. I
What? Well,
know.
I knew they were from Chicago. Okay, wait, yes. It's all coming full
I know. It's
circle.
very exciting.
Okay,
Well,
I'm into
speaking
this.
of full circle, so the
Yes.
reason you are here and that the episode I'm doing this week is pushed to a future date is because the World Cup yesterday really was the Venn diagram of our lives.
It couldn't have been more of an intersection of our interests,
I,
to the point where I gasped during the broadcast, and I know you did also.
The way in which I knew nothing of what was happening beyond the Muppets, and
Right.
you knew everything. Together, it was an event for us.
No, it was only us and us alone. We were the target audience for the World Cup. That's it. No, not the billions of people who
No,
watched
no, no.
it.
I mean, like, Spain, Argentina, great for them.
Yeah.
It was not for them. It was for me.
No, it was
It
for
was for
you.
me.
Yeah.
So explain to me, because this is the first time there's been a halftime show.
Yes.
What's happening there? Why?
You know, that's a great question. It feels like it's the American influence on the World Cup. And I don't know who at FIFA was like, we're going to do this. Maybe they just loved the Super Bowl halftime show. And FIFA was like, we need to top this by having a compilation concert, acoustic, Muppets, which we'll get to. I don't know exactly who at FIFA thought it was a good idea. I wasn't not into it, but yeah, it has never happened before, and it clearly felt like a ploy to attract new types of soccer fans, specifically American sports fans who are used to a halftime performance at major sporting events in America, that they're like, this will get them to stick around to watch
And I
this.
gotta tell you, it sure did.
Oh, yes, it did.
It sure did, because I'm realizing that now as I get older, my favorite type of experience is one that I know AI could not create.
Yes.
And there, Claude could never have put The Count and Shakira
No.
in a sporting arena.
No, never,
Never.
never, never. And then also Chris Martin from Coldplay slash Coldplay is in the background performing, I believe, some original song. I don't know if it was for the World Cup or if it was for.
But I never saw him on screen.
No, he's just in the background. You like point in the background, you're like, why is Chris Martin not in the fo in focus in the shot? He's just in the background.
It doesn't make sense that Animal got about 20 times the screen time
No, it doesn't make any
than
sense
Chris
at all.
Martin.
Yeah.
Oh, so little. Oh,
Oh,
thank
thank
you.
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. That
Okay, decaf was a good choice.
looks nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just ordered my third coffee of the day. That should surprise
We're
nobody.
boots on the ground having more coffee. I think, how much of your bloodstream do you think is just coffee?
Oh,
If you could give a percentage.
60%.
I feel like it might be more. I feel like my white blood cells are just dyed brown.
Yes. They do like a scan.
Yes. They're like the milk when you get a latte that hasn't been mixed.
Yes. Yes.
There's like a little bit and then there's brown white.
It's a little bit. I'm going to do a Disney reference. I must admit, as you know, I'm not a Disney expert like you, but it's like partially Dole Whip, the Dole Whip, right?
Yes, yes.
From Disney's, that's a thing.
It's yes. So funny that like and your knowledge coffee. Of Dole Whip is my knowledge of any sport with a ball.
Yes, yes. I'm like Dole Whip. Every time I see a Dole Whip, I go, Carly, Disney, they have those there.
And anytime and popcorn. Anytime I see like a sports person in street clothes, I'm like, yes. Oh, she would know.
And those cookies from Gideon's.
Gideon's cookies. Yes. That's honestly all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Oh my God.
But yes, no, to answer your question, this has never happened before, but it really did feel like FIFA was trying to reach the American audience. It felt that way, but also still be a global halftime show that people around the world would enjoy.
Do you feel like they saw Bad Bunny's performance at the Super Bowl and they were like, we got to do something that has a lot going on?
Yes, 100%. They're like, we need everything. This play has everything. Or this club has everything. Not to quote Stefan. It's like Justin Bieber doing acoustic. Coldplay in the background out of focus. A PS22, which, by the way, is that that's that kid's choir from Mr. B or something. He was like he went viral. Like he would have kids do these performances.
Oh, my algorithm is pretty narrow, so I have not seen this.
Okay, you'll have to look this up later. Anyways, but it really had everything, and it did feel like there was something for everyone.
It really did. But I'm wondering, like, because we are recording this truly on the street on a Monday. The World Cup just happened. This is coming out Wednesday. We may have more information about how the Muppets became part of this by then. Currently, we do not. So, like, in your opinion, Madeline, as someone who understands sports, who has more knowledge of halftime shows than I ever will, how do you think this happened? Because the Muppets do not have the same type of booking agent that Madonna and Shakira do.
No. My theory with everything in sports, especially with FIFA, is follow the money. Someone with money paid for the Muppets to be there for a reason that we don't even know yet.
Wow.
Because if you know anything about this World Cup, it was filled with corruption. I'm not saying the Muppets are corrupt.
Wait, I did not know this.
ticket prices, just corruption within FIFA, corruption with the refs. People will argue whether the refs were corrupt or not and ruling calls in favors of certain team, Argentina. There was a lot of that throughout this entire World Cup, so there's just a lot of corruption. So it could be that. I also think, like anything, it's follow the money. I'm like, what? Why are the Muppets there? I tried to look this up as of recording this because I was like, why were they there? They are not a Fox property, as you've
No, they are not.
They're Disney.
They're owned by Disney.
So then you're like, okay.
But Sesame Street is not owned by Disney.
So that's, to me, that's the part that I can't quite figure out.
And also, as we discussed before this, Ted Lasso being an Apple TV property.
Right.
I mean, did they just... They just wanted an accurate tableau of America.
Which, I mean, listen, could be the case, but I always just assume the evil answer, which is
money.
But what's interesting, because you think about the Super Bowl halftime show, which I now believe is sponsored by Apple Music. Apple Music, right? So, and you think Bad Bunny or Usher, like, they did those performances around when they had an album coming out, obviously to promote their album and their discography and have more people listening to their music. So you're like, oh, that's an easy follow the money through line.
Yeah.
Whereas for this, because it was such a weird hodgepodge of quite literally a cast of characters.
Literally.
A global cast of characters that you're like, okay, BTS is in this performance. Is BTS about to go on tour? Are they trying to sell tour? I don't imagine they have a hard time selling out arenas. I'm pretty sure they are notoriously a very difficult ticket to get. Why are they there? Madonna just released an album. She's clearly promoting that album. But the Muppets, it's not like the Muppets are dropping an album.
Well, we're praying they're dropping a renewal. I don't even know if you can call it a renewal, a full season order, something for the Muppet Show.
Okay, so.
But you're right. Ted Lasso does have a new season that the trailer debuted the same day. Where's our Muppets bit?
Right. Maybe it's coming out.
But also, I mean, we got to talk about the Elmo and Cookie Monster in the room, which is that both Matt and I were at the Noah Kahan show last night at City Field. Also another sporting arena that I know nothing about. People kept being like, where are you going? And I'm like, the one in Queens.
Sports crossover.
I don't. What team is that?
The Mets.
Oh, yeah, that's
Mets.
Right. Because they're
not very good.
I would not know.
No.
Everything I know about the Mets, I know from Andy Samberg's character in Brooklyn Nine-Nine mentioning them. That's all I know.
That's all you need to know.
And then I went to the bathroom and there was a, I believe, a Mrs. Met
Is she married? Yes. I don't know her status.
I think that they're married to each other.
But there was one on the wall, and I thought she was quite adorable. Yes. Anyway, we were both at the show last night, and there's this thing that happens at a Noah show where occasionally, I think all the time, we missed one, we thought it was occasionally, and I think we were just in the bathroom. But he like calls someone, and sometimes someone answers, sometimes he's just talking to no one.
Yeah.
Last night, ring ring, picked up the phone. It was Cookie Monster, and it was Elmo. And they had just appeared at the World Cup that day. So it was double duty Sesame Street at huge, yes, massive events.
Right.
But why? Because Sesame Street, they're not promoting anything.
No.
Except for they're just chilling on their street.
Well, maybe they are promoting something and we don't even know.
And we don't even know it yet.
That's what I'm saying. To me, it always feels like that there is something that is going to come out about them. Like,
interesting.
There is some project that has not been released. Like, I thought about, not to go back to the World Cup, but the Miss Piggy of it all.
Yes.
There isn't Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone producing or star and or starring in some untitled Miss Piggy project?
Supposedly, yes. I mean, like, the actors have commented on it.
No, it's Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there also is the bit, so on the Muppets end, which most people listening to this know, but the Electric Mayhem are the stars of a roller coaster that reopened a few weeks ago at Disney World.
Okay.
And also, we're all waiting on the Muppet Show Order, which may or may not be announced at D23 in mid-August, which is a few weeks away. However, there are some signs leaning to it possibly not being announced.
What?
Because they counter-programmed a Muppets panel at a different location at the convention center during the entertainment panel where this would be revealed.
Hmm.
So if they were going to make big Muppets news, they probably wouldn't stock a room full of Muppets fans down the road.
No, I don't think they would do that.
So I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what the through line is for Muppets.
Well,
in your expert opinion, like, we are all coming, a lot of us are coming to this being like, we love the Muppets, how delightful to see them on screen.
Yes.
For someone whose brain is not consumed by puppets most of the day, what was your genuine reaction to being, you know, watching a sporting event, something that is your wheelhouse, and then these dudes just showing up?
Here's what I'll say. Well, as a sports gossip expert, I was all for it. I was definitely shocked. They were not on my bingo card of surprise appearances during the halftime show. However, I think also my brain is cooked. Because, of course, I first went to, after being shocked and thinking of you, I then went to, well, why are they here? What sort of financial incentive does some stakeholder have that has a connection to FIFA that put the Muppets in this performance with Coldplay? I'm like, is Coldplay doing some collab with them? It's like, what is going on?
And then there's the global citizen bit of it, which is very ambiguous.
Right.
Not like a brand, kind of.
Yes, they're like a global nonprofit that does concerts, I think.
But really respects all of Jim Henson's creations.
Right. So, again, it's not quite clear, but, again, I, as a cooked brain sports gossip enthusiast, I was like, well, who has a financial tie to the Muppets?
Interesting.
Push for them to be in this performance? Or maybe there's just someone, I mean, it could just be the simplest answer, there's some, whoever runs talent partnerships for FIFA just loves the Muppets. Someone's like, we want them, so we're going to get them.
Which we love.
Which also could be true.
The thing about Muppet fandom, if you're not aware, if your Twitter algorithm is not as tight as mine is that we believe the Muppets could be in anything.
Right.
They could be in any movie.
Yes.
They could be in any show. They could be anywhere. Yes. So to us, we're like, they could be in a halftime show. And they clearly did a fantastic job.
Yes. Oh, they were unbelievable.
In the sporting realm, is there anywhere you think Muppets would fit nicely?
Ooh. Well, I would love to see a crossover with some Muppets at a New York Liberty, the WNBA team.
Oh, yeah.
With Ellie the Elephant.
I don't know
if you're familiar with
I am vaguely familiar with Ellie the Elephant.
She is an unbelievable mascot representative for women's basketball in general, but also sports in general. I would love to see some sort of Muppets collab with Ellie the Elephant specifically, because she has so much personality, and obviously so do the Muppets, that I feel like they would get along well.
You're right. And as, I mean, we had coffee for like 2 hours before this, so if I say, as we mentioned before, you didn't miss anything, it was just us living our lives. As we discussed, like, there's Elmo and Cookie Monster were everywhere yesterday. They are like, they're also New York residents.
Yes, they are.
So it feels like there would be a little like Sesame Street Ellie crossover.
Right. I feel like it's only a matter of time. Either Ellie's going to Sesame Street or Sesame Street's coming to Ellie.
Sesame Street's got to be. I mean, if Sesame Street can like come to Tom Cruise.
That's what I'm saying.
Tom Cruise also promoting Digger.
I just am always like there. Why? Why?
I feel like I'm the person who's supposed to be writing the investigative journalism piece, which I kind of might be, but it's not going to be out yet.
Yes.
Like, I feel like even if we're in a world where possibly Disney paid for this,
right,
for us, that's a win because it shows the payoff was worth it.
Right.
Muppets were trending worldwide, I
yes,
think.
Yes. And everyone's writing about it, being like, why are the Muppets here? And every article goes, we don't know.
We don't. And like, it, they got us talking about the Muppets.
Yeah, and Disney's like,
ever wanted.
You're going to find out soon.
It was maybe the best marketing they could have ever done.
Oh, I think it's the perfect marketing strategy.
It was great. I can't believe they got more FaceTime than Chris Martin.
No, but I'm glad, honestly. I mean, I love Chris Martin, but...
But he's no...
He's no Muppet.
He's no Muppet.
He's no Muppet.
Oh. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Of course, anytime.
Listen to Sports Gossip.
Yes.
Follow them
on
Instagram.
Yep, at Sports Gossip.
And like, I don't even know sports and I still love it. It's just that good.
I'm honored.
I know.
Thank
Our crossover event, of
this
course.
Is the best day ever.
As someone who desperately craves the praise I get at the dentist when I'm complimented on my flossing, thank you very much, we have to talk about something that's new and exciting to me, and hopefully the same for you. Underbrush Remineralizing Gum from Nathan & Sons is essentially a different kind of chewing gum that helps your mouth feel clean, clean, clean in a way I personally have not experienced before. It's designed to be a simple oral care habit between brushing, especially, you know, at lunchtime, in the afternoon, but the texture is different. It's kind of like gum that's good for you. Underbrush is made with natural saps instead of a typical synthetic gum base, which is just a long way to say it has a very substantial, satisfying chew. It is super chewy. And if you're someone who, like me, also needs to like constantly have a little something during their day when they're working, it is the ideal thing. It supports enamel, it helps freshen your breath, it's a simple oral care habit that's actually enjoyable to do. But again, one more thing I gotta add is that it's weird we're only brushing in the morning and night. I consume so much food during the day. Every 90 minutes, I'm having a snack. And I'm very sensitive about the amount of plaque that's been in my mouth lately. I just feel like I need to be brushing more. I don't like my mouth feeling unclean. And Nathan & Sons offers a great natural alternative that boosts my oral care. Nathan & Sons also makes underbrush themselves from scratch in their California facility. Like, the team is small, they've only been around for a few years, they're packing orders themselves, and it's just nice to be chomping on a small business gum, not some big corporate gum. So if you want a simple daily upgrade for your teeth, check out Underbrush from Nathan & Sons. If you like to chomp, chomp, and chew, and care about your oral health, you're gonna love it. Y'all know one of my favorite parts of finally going to Dollywood was stepping foot aboard Dolly Parton's tour bus, because my girl gets it. How fun is it to see the world as part of your trip? Which is why I'm so excited to be partnering with Outdoorsy, the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the United States. They make it easy for anyone to rent an RV or camper without owning one. And they have thousands nationwide available right in your neighborhood. Like the best part of a breakfast buffet, the omelet bar, obviously. It's also fully customizable to how you want to travel. You can drive it yourself, you can tow it, or honestly, this sounds so ideal. You can have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. It all comes with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, roadside assistance, and basically peace of mind built in. And renting an RV can often be more affordable than hotels, especially for families or groups, or like, what a good bachelor or bachelorette party, right? And also, I'm just gonna say, it has more spirit and panache than a sad Airbnb. I will not stay in a sad Airbnb, but I will stay in a sick, cool RV with Outdoorsy. Ooh, I love Outdoorsy. Outdoorsy is available to renters 21 years and older, and how it works is essentially three simple steps. You search and choose an RV that fits your trip and your group size. You book with confidence, may I add, because they've got insurance and support and protection and all that stuff included. And then you hit the road or just arrive and chill. Whether you're driving or towing or getting it delivered. Getting it delivered sounds so cool. Sounds so white glove and fancy. You gotta get it delivered. I once stayed in a camper van. I talk about it all the time. It was a really life-changing moment for me because I'm from the Midwest. I honestly did not know what our country had to offer. I felt the same way getting off soaring across America. You know what I'm talking about. And having something like this, an RV that you can sleep in and wake up and be in nature when you are there without having to camp and feel like you're sleeping inside a poncho, is, dare I say it, the best of both worlds. And I really don't think we're thinking about RVs enough, because think about it, like a family or group trip where you can just like barbecue and like stay in the same place. Also, an RV for a sporting event or a concert to make a weekend out of it. Think outside of the box, hotel people. RVs are so great. And summer 2026 is your best time to rent one. I mean, if you really want to be tailgating and feeling like you're in that episode of Gilmore Girls where they're tailgating, get an RV with Outdoorsy. You can do it and they'll set it up for you. It just, I can't even think of a single reason not to do it. Especially because right now my listeners can have all service fees removed from their booking in 2026. That is wild. With code AmusingAtOutdoorsy.com. That's OUTDOORSY.com, outdoorsy.com. And use code Amusing at checkout to remove service fees. That's incredible. We love Outdoorsy. Oh my gosh. I did not realize RV rentals were this easy, and I am going to do it with Outdoorsy. And I recommend you do it too. Have a great summer.
Hi, Carly. My name's Katie. I just got back from a one-day whirlwind trip to Walt Disney World, to the Magic Kingdom with my cousins yesterday. We literally went down for one day, and I realized very quickly that I'm not used to going down for one day, and I'm certainly not used to going down for one day in the rainy season. So my question to you is, what is the best footwear to wear to Walt Disney World for a full day of fun when it's going to rain? Because we were there all day. I had sneakers on. It was not a good idea. My feet got soaked. They were not the right shoes. So I thought, who would know better but you? So advice of what is the best shoe wear to wear in the summer to keep your feet safe, clean, comfortable during the rainy season? I would greatly appreciate any advice. Thank you so much. Bye.
Hi. Okay. So there are different ways we can tackle this. There's what I advise people and then what I actually do. So we'll start with what I advise people. I, in the past, have carried, I guess you would call them ponchos for your feet. They are these slip-proof, waterproof covers that you put over your shoes and you zip them up, and there's like ribbing on the bottom so you don't absolutely wipe out and eat it in the middle of Magic Kingdom. And those protect your shoes until the rain stops. If I was going on a particularly rainy trip, like I knew I would get caught in it, I don't even want to say it. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to jinx myself. I am not going to jinx myself here today. But that is something that I used to carry around with me and I used to use and was quite reliable. I haven't packed those in my bag in a while, mostly because I'm more focused on keeping a stroller dry, because now my brain is just here to focus on a small human and keeping them safe. But that is something that I used to bring all the time and something I have recommended in the past. What I actually do, though, is a little non-traditional. Now, they sell waterproof shoes here and there. People love them. I'm not wearing them. I think they're fugly. I'm sorry. I'm not wearing like a waterproof sneaker. It is not something I'm ever going to wear. I tend to be more of the camp of I want my feet to be dry after the rain. I don't mind my feet being wet while it's raining. I care about my feet being dry after. So what I've done in the past is pack a different pair of shoes in my bag. I've had like, I want to say like flip-flops, and then I'd like put my Birkenstocks away. I have plastic Birkenstocks. I've done this with Crocs where I've like worn those and then switched into sneakers. Like that's a lot to carry, I know, but I would do that so that I'd be like I didn't have to worry about anything. I could just, like a frictionless world. I would just wear the wet shoe and then I would have Ziploc bags or some sort of plastic bag, something like that, put them in and then switch into dry shoes once the rain stopped. That's not always the best approach, but that is something I have done. I have also done a situation where like I'll wear a Croc and then I'll pack like a small towel from the hotel room and dry them off. I've also packed extra socks so I can switch. So if it's not too wet, I can switch like the sock and the sneaker, but I do not have a foolproof option. It sounds like if you are already going sneaker forward for the parks, you may want to look into like a waterproof sneaker. I know people swear by them. Again, I have a thing about sneakers. It is a mental block. I don't like wearing sneakers at all. I wear like a animal print pair of Adidas because they're like fun and silly enough. And I put Miss Piggies on them. Like I have a weird mental thing about sneakers. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it comes from. The idea of wearing like a nondescript sneaker makes me not want to leave the house. That is my baggage. That is not yours. But I would recommend, I'll put some links in the show notes to some of this stuff. Waterproof shoe cover, because that means you can wear any shoe you want. You just waterproof sneakers, which I'll put a link to. And then yeah, just like a plastic Birkenstock, a flip-flop, changing and then changing back. That's kind of my bag. I hope that is helpful. Yeah. And also, I know you said keeping your feet safe, clean, and comfortable. I'm more like, I want to keep my feet dry after. I don't care if they're dirty. I don't care if my feet are dirty. Like, I don't know what's in that water. I don't know. They rinse down the parks a lot. Like, they can't be that dirty, right? Nobody from custodial call me. Nobody. But yeah, that's my approach. I hope that's helpful. And I apologize if it isn't, but yeah, I play it fast and loose with rain. I just don't want to be wet after the fact. I don't want to be wet after the fact. Okay, thank you. Bye. That's our show! I can't believe I'm recording this with like a tiny mic on my shirt while I'm putting tinted moisturizer on. Technology is wild. Why have I been sitting at a desk, you guys? I just been on location places. Be prepared to like suffer the most annoying mini episodes when I'm on cruises and in Disney World because I did not realize it was this easy. I also, as you know, I always have a list of things I say in this outro and I cannot remember them because my brain is like a tiny pea that just simply doesn't work unless I am highly caffeinated, which I am not at the moment because I woke up after going to a Noah Kahan show and went to a very aggressive cardio dance class and have not had enough water. So, if you like the show, you can, why do I say this every week? How do I not know what my heart? You can rate, review, and follow us on Spotify and on Apple. You can leave a comment on Spotify. I literally say this every week, why can't I remember? Usually I would edit this, but you guys need to clown on me for this. This is so funny. Oh my gosh, what else do I say? This podcast is made possible because of Becky and the great team at MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Head to mousefamtravel.com/amusing to book your next Disney trip. And don't forget, when you start working with one of their agents who don't charge you a penny, by the way, you can book your entire trip with them and it's incredible. You can book a trip over email. Over email. I worked with my dude, Blair. I booked a trip from the back of a car on the way to O'Hare Airport. Oh yeah. I booked a full hotel stay over email. Two emails, bing, bang, done. It was incredible. I cannot recommend them enough. They are so helpful and they will give you the best rates possible. They will parse through all the deals because sometimes the best deal is not the most apparent one. You can follow me at Carly Wiesel across the internet. You can join the family at facebook.com/groups/Carly Wiesel. Subscribe to my Instagram, 99 cents a month. Wow, I think I remembered everything. I'm usually posting some fun stuff on there. I think it's fun. I definitely think it's worth 99 cents. And I am a little bit of a cheapskate. I hope you enjoyed these little travel episodes. We will be home in a few days and back to semi-normal. I'm going like away for a little bit. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. We have a lot of really fun interviews with colleagues and other cool people scheduled for the next few weeks. So it's going to be rad. Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon. Becky's back and she's going to tell us how we can save more money.
The big one this week is Disney Cruise Line. They came up with a save up to $500 per person. Whoa. On select sailings from October 1st to December 31st of this year. That's valid on most sailings, not all, but most sailings of the Disney Treasure, the Disney Fantasy, and the Disney Wonder, which you should be listening about because that's obviously the Disney Wonder from San Diego.
I mean, I am so close to booking it for a second time this year, you don't even know.
When you have 500 per person, that's not just for one and two. That's $500 per person in the cabin off. Book by August 30th for that one. So a good example is for select nights or for 7 nights in a veranda, you save up to 500. If you're an ocean view, you would save up to 400 per person. If you get into that 6 nights or less, you have savings up to $250 per person. So it does vary by the itinerary that you choose and the cabin category, but that is an incredible savings for Disney Cruise Line. If you want to do a cruise, now's the time to do it. If you can go this year.
Do you want to do a cruise, Becky?
My God. If a cruise, though, isn't in your future, Aulani, if you want to go over and have your little drink with a little umbrella and hang out in the lazy river, Aulani has a save up to 30% off on select rooms, including their partial ocean view and ocean view rooms. For stays up to 5 or more consecutive nights, you get up to that 30% off. 4 or more consecutive nights is up to 25%. This is for stays valid from October 19th to December 23rd. And if you're a Disney Visa card holder, you can save even more. You can save up to 35% and hang out in Hawaiian Paradise.
I am, and I want to. I want to hug Duffy. They won't let us. They trot Duffy and Shelly Mae around at Disneyland, tempting us, just going down Main Street. We can't hug him, but you can hug him in Aulani.
You stalk poor Duffy, don't you, when you're in Aulani?
Of course I do.
The other one, last but not least, is in your backyard for Disneyland. They do have a save up to 15% off select room types Sunday through Thursday through September 7th. That's save up to 15% at the Grand Californian, the Disneyland Hotel, and the Villas at Disneyland Hotel, as well as saving up to 10% off Pixar Place. And, but wait, there's
Oh
more.
my gosh.
If you're a Disney Visa cardholder, you can save up to 25% off.
Wow. Blair will be hearing from me.
I'm sure he will. San Diego is calling your name.
Literally, I already have the date. I already have a hold in my calendar. I don't want to talk about it. It was so great to see you, and thank you for all of this and for everything you do.
Hey, honey, great episode. I do have those Marvel slippers that we took from, they gave them to you at the hotel. We didn't take anything. They gave them to you at the hotel, and you took the smaller size, and I took the larger size because there's two different ones. And mine are a little big, but they're awesome, and I'm sure you have them somewhere. The Milwaukee Public Museum was really nice, but we all didn't get as excited as you did. There's a reason why it was empty. All right, we did have fun. In all fairness, we did have fun. Pearlie and I went to story time, and they had a wonderful room filled with activities for Pearl's age. They had coloring, they had markers, they had masks, they had ABC stuff, they had blocks and magnets. It was pretty good. She loved that. And they had a movie theater with popcorn. Like, that looked awesome. But after the candy store, Pearl did look at us and say, "Can we go?" It was very funny to me. I'm just grateful your destination was in Wisconsin Dells, because that would be 3+ hours in the back seat of the car each way. I love her so much, but that is a lot. The best part of the day was coming home and stopping at Mars Cheese Castle. Oh my God, you and I were in there for an hour. I had the best time. That was definitely worth going. I enjoyed myself. Great episode. I miss you already. I know you left yesterday from here to your next destination, but I miss you already. I love you so much. I love you so much, Pearl, and I love you, John Stamos. Bye.